Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Let's talk really quickly about some, we've talked about many of the pros, and there are a lot of pros to using textbooks. But I know that there are some perceived cons to using textbooks. What would some of those be? And perceived is the key word there.
Yeah, they are perceived. And we can talk more about that another day. But, you know, a lot of people will ask, because curriculum is used in the classroom, should you set up your homeschool like a classroom in a school? No, you right. don't need to do that. Listen, if you want to do that, mm-hmm. you can do that. You know, my granddaughter homeschools at the kitchen table because that's where she learns best. But there are times where we take breaks and we're learning in the car and we're learning at the playground. So you don't have to have your kids with their feet on the floor and get up and do a pledge of the American flag and all the things that you would do in a traditional classroom yeah. just because you're using a textbook. So again, this is a tool. You can set up your classroom however you would like to do it, and it's fine that way. So that is definitely a perceived con, and it's not an okay thing to worry about. Another thing that's concerning to a parent is that they feel like they've got to replicate the whole school experience. And so you don't need to do that. This is your homeschool. You decide how you want to homeschool, what your goals are for your kids. And again, the textbook is a tool. So as my friend says, it's a tool. It's not a rule. So don't oh, yeah. make that, love that. Determine all the things that you do there. So some people will put their trust in the completeness of the program and they don't oversee the learning. So listen, we want you to trust the program, but not to the point where you don't know what your kids are doing. Mm-hmm. You still need to know that. One of the beauties of homeschooling is making sure you're meeting the needs of your kids. And so yeah. just because it's on a workbook page doesn't mean it's the right thing. So even today with my granddaughter, we were doing a skill check for reading. And so we were going through this little exercise and she was working through it. And there were two questions in there that were not really the best written questions. And she asked me about it and I went back and said, what would you say and why? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, this is, and it was a comprehension activity. And she said, I would answer it this way because, and I said, you know what? You're right. So even though the answer key said that was the right answer, or a different answer was the right answer, I gave her credit for it because that wasn't the best answer. And she was checking for comprehension. She was uh-huh. thinking, I want to grade her on her comprehension. Right. So just because there's an answer key there and just because it's in black and white doesn't mean that there are no mistakes. But again, you're using this as a tool for your kids. And so be careful that you, again, you're overseeing, just like we talked about the co-ops there. Some people feel that their kids might be left out because it's written to a classroom. So in a teacher's edition, it might say something like, you know, pass one of these out to each of the children and have them do, well, you know, you have probably more than one child. Most people do. Not everybody does. But you know what? If you do, you can adjust that to pass this out to your child, mm-hmm. you know, and your child can tell you. So even today we're talking about book reports and being able to stand up and to talk about a book report. Well, there was nobody else in the room besides me. Yeah. And the conversation was, could I go to the playground and talk to somebody about my book report? And I said, well, sure you can. You know, you can tell your grandmother, we can do a video recording. Mm-hmm. So just understanding that there's just because it says it in the book in black and white doesn't mean right. you don't have the opportunity to be creative. Absolutely. Listen, this again, it's a suggestion. Mm-hmm. Make it work for you. Don't feel like because it says there are other kids in the room and there aren't any other kids in the room that I just can't do this lesson.
Right.
But you know what? If there's a situation where you can't do the lesson, don't do the lesson. It's okay. There's lots more of them there. It'll be okay too.
That's a great point for those type A moms and type A kids who feel right. like they have to check every single box.
Yes. And I would have been one of those years ago. I am not that homeschooler today. I can tell you that now. The other thing is you feel like you need to do everything because it's there for you. I have to uh-huh. do all the things in the teacher's edition. And again, a teacher's edition is there to explain how to get a child from point A to point B. So a child who may not understand this concept by the end of the lesson, hopefully will understand it and be able to apply it. But there's all kinds of suggestions and thoughts. And if you went through and did all of those thoughts, you would be sitting at your table or wherever for hours. And a lot of new homeschoolers will say, we were homeschooling for 6 hours today or 8 hours today. And then I gave my kids homework. And I'm like, why are you giving your kids homework? But you're homeschooling. You don't need to give them homework. But because the school provided homework, they mm-hmm. thought they needed to do that. So I think for most parents, it's getting out of that mind of being in a classroom. It's, you know, using a textbook doesn't mean you're necessarily in a school classroom. It's a little bit of a switch there that they need to work to. So those are the basic ones. You know, if a curriculum says you need to do a certain thing, can I have additional reading? Can I add, you know, some classical books in there? Of course you can. Okay. Can you add virtual field trips? Can you add other things? Yes. In fact, I encourage you to do it. And the textbook writers would encourage you to do it too, because they want your kids to enjoy what they're learning. So there's a lot of freedom in teaching with a textbook. It's just sort of letting go of the notion that because it's written in the book a certain way, that that's absolutely prescriptive in how you do it.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.